Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, Microsoft has been busy over the holiday weekend and came out with a fix-it for the Internet Explorer zero-day vulnerability. So now while a fix-it is not a patch, this will at least help you mitigate the vulnerability. Fixits are these little one-click adjustments or configuration patches that you do apply by going to the Microsoft blog page and then just clicking on the appropriate fixit for your system. Once the final patch comes out, you may then remove the fixit. However, the patches usually are written with the fixit in mind, so if you apply it, it may actually automatically undo it. Now, there's no word yet on a release date for an actual patch. Could be the next patch Tuesday, of course, but given the speed at which this fixit came out over the holiday weekend here, wouldn't be surprised if we will see an out-of-band patch for this vulnerability within a week or so. Just to summarize, this affects Internet Explorer 6, 7, and 8. The vulnerability is available as a Metasploit plugin. I highly recommend that at the very least you do apply this fixit. And then, of course, don't forget the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit, which will help with this particular vulnerability and is probably going to give you better protection going forward against future vulnerabilities. And then we got two vulnerabilities in Facebook to talk about. The first one is pretty straightforward. It did allow access to users' New Year's messages. Facebook was planning on releasing, or actually did release, a feature that allows you to send New Year's messages to your friends. And due to this bug, it would have been possible for people to see each other's New Year's messages, even if they are not authorized to see it. According to the description, it appears like a simple sort of URL-based authentication bypass, where essentially just by modifying the user ID in the URL, you see anybody's messages. Now, Facebook reacted rather swiftly and just disabled the feature, so it wasn't actually available during New Year's. Second feature is a little bit more tricky. That one was actually reported to Facebook in July by an Indian security company, XY Security. And this bug would have allowed an attacker to turn on the webcam on a user's system. Now, not a lot of details here at this point. And I did try to use this feature on the Facebook website using both Chrome and Safari and couldn't find it anymore. So it's possible that the feature was also just disabled. But typically now, in order to take a video from a site, you do need Flash. However, some of the newer browsers do include HTML5 APIs that do allow it. The way this usually works is that you do have to give permission to the website to actually access the camera, but that permission can be persistent. So my conjecture here is that once you gave Facebook permission to access your camera, that then malicious code, cross-site scripting, clickjacking, whatever, would be able to turn on your camera. The videos you took would have ended up on your profile just like any other video that you took. So you may have been alerted of the problem. According to Facebook, the vulnerability has not been exploited in the wild. So they call it theoretical. However, they did pay their record bug bounty for discovery of this particular vulnerability. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.